call a meeting to order of the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Time is 10:11, April 16th. Do we have a roll call?
Speaker Prep? Congresswoman Whiteboard?
Here.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Supranum?
Here. Declare we have a quorum. Do we have a prayer? Angela?
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day and my colleagues. Just be with us as we move forward in making decisions for our nation. Be in our hearts. Guide us, Lord, as you would have us do. Will forgive us for our sins. And I just ask you to bless those incarcerated, the tribal members incarcerated, and I just ask that you comfort them and guide them and know that we think of them and that we pray for them and their hearts and their minds and their spirits. Those suffering from mental illness and any physical ailments, Father, I just ask you to heal them as only you can. I ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. Next item of business is approval of minutes for April 13th.
Move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve minutes for April 13th. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item of business is a certification of appointees. Now, the way I look at this, we just make a determination as to whether they meet the qualifications called for. And we don't, and pass it on to the Congress for a full vote of the Congress. We don't normally have the candidates here to question, but in this case, Julie Malone is the first one. She's here if anyone wants to ask her some questions. And so I just thought up to the committee to take up this. Maria?
I'd just like a brief moment to review this, and then I would like to speak with Ms. Malone since she's here.
All right.
I have a question, Chairman.
All right.
For Ms. Malone.
Can she join us?
All right.
Can you come join us at the table, please? You were appointed in February, is that correct, or was it before that? How long have you been with the board?
I'm trying to think of when I was actually sworn in. That's about right. February's about.
Oh, Did you hit the ground running, or?
Yes. We've got a lot on our plate right now, the new casino coming up.
We'll have some.
A lot of expenditures, big equipment, and thank you.
We may have some more questions.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have of me or the board, or, I know we need a good working relationship.
Well, that was my only question, is how long you were with the board and?
Interim since February sometime.
I just, that's all my questions, but I look forward to hearing if you have anything to say about your time on the board since then.
Do you smell smoke?
Yeah, you smell like a barbecue.
That's amazing.
Like a campfire.
I felt like it was before February, because we're only in April.
Let me look at my calendar.
And I haven't been able to make the last couple of meetings, because they scheduled the Veterans Commission meetings at the same time, and I remember being in meetings with you before I was having to miss, so, I mean, that. Yeah, February, we had a meeting, I went to it. January, I was in that meeting.
That's what I'm saying, I've, yeah, I've had those in the last.
It does go back.
So I feel like it was.
I guess I've been to six or seven.
Dan, do you have a motion that we might defer the offer?
Okay.
Oh, Mayor.
Ms. Malone, your, all your information you've sent us is real impressive. You have a lot of gaming experience, and I just want to put that on the record that shows that we, I think you're a really good fit for this board because of your knowledge of gaming.
Thank you.
Just a personal question, do you have any goals or objectives of where you'd like to see, what you'd like to see our gaming enterprise develop into? And I'm just going to leave it broad and hear what your personal goals or vision is for our enterprise to move forward with.
We realize that we're a vital source of revenue for the tribe, for the nation. And so number one priority would be to increase the revenues and to grow those revenues and do it in a way that's sustainable, responsible, and so that's our number one objective. That new casino should actually get us going in the right direction quickly. Yes.
And there's two issues I think facing us moving forward that I can see from my seat here in Congress, and one is the ability to put our land into trust for the purposes of gaming here, even in our local area. And I'm curious to know what your view as a board member is on possibly moving that process, or if you see the snags in it, or if you've even evaluated where we are on that issue of putting land into trust for the purposes of gaming.
Pawhuska and Bartlesville should be coming up. They're in line to be approved any day now. We're trying to decide if it's a Sand Springs makeover, a Bartlesville or a Pawhuska property we want to go to next. So we're looking at all the angles. We haven't made that decision yet.
Do
And the 75 acres is going to go, that's not non-gaming.
Right, just non-gaming.
We're still looking at Missouri. That's not been shut down. But that's 10 years out. That's probably 10 years out. That's nothing we're going to deal with Osage County to start with.
Thank you. And then my other question is, I believe our compact is getting ready to be up for renegotiation during the fiscal year of 19 and maybe to be executed in 2020. And since you do have a broad view of the gaming industry, do you have some thoughts on compacting or the way we should try to work through that? With our compact for
gaming. Yeah, all the compacts come up, all the tribal compacts. And they just passed the dice and ball for Oklahoma, and they want in return a 10% of the profits. So we're considering those compacts phase into an evergreen status if can't make an agreement with the state, so we may just stay where we are. If we decide, and we're talking about it vigorously, if we want to go with the roulette ball and the dice and the crap tables, we will have to renegotiate that. I believe we would. I don't think we can just amend. I think we'll have to renegotiate. So there's a lot at stake.
Right.
So we're talking it over, pros, cons, with the casino management too. Would it be beneficial enough for us to go through all of that?
What are your feelings on the dice and ball, the new law that the state passed?
I'm happy that they did that. Mm-hmm. Whether it fits our casino at this time or not, we haven't decided yet. I say casino, casinos.
Right.
Anybody got any more questions for Julie? Angela, take a breath.
I guess one is, and we typically see this on the questionnaires, so I'm just interested in how you might really feel about when it asks, because I believe there's a board compensation revamp, I don't know what to call it, bill that's been discussed, and then I think it's also been brought up in the past, and Chairman Sims has been vocal about requesting the board, Gaming Enterprise Board, additional compensation as board members because of the business that happens. So, but we typically see on these that I would say majority of them, when it asks about the compensation, are you willing to incur non-reimbursed travel, entertainment bills, and other expenses? Yes. And then are you willing to serve without any compensation and or for just mileage travel reimbursement? And you checked yes. So are you in agreement with Chairman Sims as far as, because typically it's kind of like, well, I would do it for more of the volunteerish, for the travel reimbursement, but then the discussions come up for additional compensation. So I just want to know how you might really feel, I have to think about how I would feel if somebody asked me the same thing, because it is a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. Tomorrow I fly out to Las Vegas for the NIGA conference.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of time. They download all of our financials and things we're going to vote on for the meeting a week in advance or so. And so there's a lot of reading, as your job is, to be prepared for the meeting and telephone conversations. I think Mark and Sims and I talked for over an hour 2 days ago on the telephone. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes coordination that we do. And so in my retirement, I wouldn't mind extra compensation. But again, I stand by that. If it were not compensated at all, I would go ahead. And I'm not sure I would consent to go to Las Vegas at this time, personally, if it wasn't going to be reimbursed.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm on a budget, too.
Right.
Julie, I'd like to, oh, go ahead, Maria.
Well, since we're asking questions. You know, what we do here at the table, for the most part, we pass law, but most of our work surrounds revenue of the nation and appropriating the revenue of the nation, which comes from gaming and the tax commission. And I realize that gaming board members, I know, have to look at your operation to keep it sound, to keep it profitable, to keep your costs down. And I think that the executive management has done a good job at that. But also at the same time, we have a pretty vibrant nation and have really good benefits for our members. And I know right now we're kind of having a controversy over distribution. So I'd really like you to speak to, you know, what I feel like we do, all of us, is to serve the nation in our best capacity. Ours is to provide services and benefits to the people. Yours is to make sure the operation is complete. Can you kind of give me how you meld those two things together as a board member? We've gotten ourselves to a position that our annual operating budget requires more.
Yeah.
And it seems when we're in our appropriation session, it's always struggles are not really the right word, but that's always the main focus, is trying to make it meet. So I'd just like to hear as a board member how, since you remember the Osage Nation too, how you view that.
We're focused on that business and making it as good as it can be. We have a huge operation about to open, unpredictable circumstances until after it's open. I mean, I was part of the Hominy deal, and the day we opened, there was an air conditioning leak right at the front door. You know, extra expense. Sand Springs, we didn't get our water hooked up, but we opened, and we had big truckloads of water delivering. So things happen. The public didn't know. They were using toilets from this trucked in water, and we were using outhouses in July. So we do what we need to do, but some of these are unpredictable circumstances. And I think we're going to be okay, but just in case, we don't want to overextend ourselves. The other thing is, we talked about debt and the expense of debt, and every dollar that we release to the nation has an interest rate attached to it until we've paid off our debt. Mm-hmm. So we want to be careful how much we commit to giving until we know what we've got, kind of thing.
Okay.
And we're hoping that I toured the casino, and I saw two big, big rooms that were unfinished. The rest of the casino is pulling together, the walls, paint. And I said, it was the Byron and Joe Cooper that took me and Corinthian on a tour. What's with these big rooms? And they said, well, that's a bluegrass, or blue stem ranch. We scaled our project back to accommodate. So we want to make sure that we don't have to scale back to the point where we're not competitive in our gaming market. And that's where it kind of hits home, that you're, we want to be responsible about it. We can get our hands on lots of money. Our credit is good, the banks are willing, but there's a price. So we want to make sure that, you know, as you, that we stick to our budgets, that we have money for emergencies, you know. And we have one chance to make a great impression on the public, to get them to see us and come back, so, you know.
One more thing about that. So I'm trying to get clear on the scale back. So the rooms are there within the casino. We have the floor space, but they're not being finished out. Is that what you're saying? And you're aware that it's Sky 2.
The back of the house.
Right, and you're aware at Sky 2, we also have that room, that space also, that still hasn't been finished out. It's just built in as a contingency for expansion.
Yeah.
And that's not uncommon to do.
These are off of a hallway.
Back of house.
Back of the house.
Right.
They're not going to impact our
operation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope we don't get to that place where, I mean, we're watching our costs, but we want to come out with a big splash as well.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Are you planning the board to have a walkthrough for the Congress when it's time to?
I'm sure that we will, and I will make sure that you do. You can go any time at this, but it's not together. You have to wear a hard hat and kind of be careful how you, where you step. But it's coming together very well. It's looking really good. It's now taking shape. We only have a few months. So when would you like to?
Oh, I just want for the whole Congress. I mean, I know I could go there when I want. I've been over there already.
Well, that might be appropriate right before opening.
I just wonder what, you know, you had, you know, I know you had a lot to do, a lot of scheduling, a lot of the big opening, the grand opening and all that.
That'll be months after we're open, though. We'll have a soft opening. August 31st is our target.
Well, everybody's excited about it.
Oh, we are too.
We've been working on this a long time.
Yeah, and it's going to make you feel really proud. And hopefully those revenues will increase. We're increasing the amount of employees and machines. We're getting equipment that's, put your bill in, it'll detect. Of course, we've always had rapid advanced technology at each of the machines. So we're doing it right. And once we're up and running, I think we'll see a big stream increase.
Thank you.
Julie, are you familiar with the clause in the Constitution that prohibits elected officials from improperly influencing boards and commissions?
Yes.
Have you thought much? Now, I've been here a long time and I've seen things happen that I felt were improper influence on boards, and they just folded and did it. Have you thought much about that, if it comes to you, how you would handle that? And also, I realize the Lone Ranger can't do much. It's got to be the board. So have you been there long enough to have a consensus of how the board feels about that sort of thing?
We all have. I talked to Mark Sims and the other board members. We exchange emails, and at meetings we talk to one another too, and we would prefer if anybody, because we all have people coming to us for money individually, and that has to go through the board. Oh, that's, we prefer they didn't even go to the CEO, that, you know, it comes through the board. So that's how I would deal with it, is say, you know, we'll consider this, I'll bring it up at the meeting, you know. But I'm not gonna get anybody in trouble.
Has anybody got any more questions or from Julie? If not, here's a motion, and this is for a 3-year term. Or that is one motion. There's others too, but if you want to pass it on to the full Congress, that's a proper motion.
Is everyone ready for the motion?
I am.
All right, I make a motion. I move to report to the Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Julie Malone for a 3-year term to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Second. Motion made and seconded. All in favor? Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? Oh, you've made the first step. Okay, thank you, Julie, for coming.
And then the Congress need to finalize, I'm on pins and needles here.
Oh, you might want to.
To do that, put it on the agenda.
You might want to stick around for that bill that we're gonna be talking about.
I saw that.
Well, the next item.
Congressman? Me?
No.
I was just gonna explain to Ms. Malone how the process works now. Once it's reported out of committee, a member of Congress, according to our rules now, will move to have you placed on the congressional agenda for confirmation, or not.
Okay.
So a motion will be, if a motion's not made, then you won't be placed on the agenda. But I don't think there's gonna be a problem with getting a motion to place you on the agenda. And then once that motion is made, usually the next day, you're on the agenda for confirmation of Congress. So that's how the process works now, okay?
Next appointee is Jim Ferris, and it's also for a 3-year term to the Osage Nation LLC. We're just, again, determining whether he's qualified, makes a minimum qualification. Not really making a recommendation. Other than that.
I said you got the paper.
I didn't have it. I thought you were asking for it. I didn't have a paper.
That's awful.
It's many times we've done this.
I have a question. Is he on the tall grass currently too? So how does this gonna work?
Yeah, he's on tall grass board too, isn't he?
Yes.
So that term is not up.
No, I think he was just confirmed, like in the fall, wasn't he? Tall grass.
I don't know. You have to ask the clerk.
Hannah, yes, can you please check to see when he was confirmed for tall grass?
I feel like it was just recently. And then this is for Osage, right? Yes, Osage. How does that work? I don't know.
I was just
wondering where he was in regards to the other board.
Because they're so intertwined.
Mr. Perez was confirmed to the Tall Grass in September 17th.
Fall session, this is basketball session.
I think he's one of the people that waived getting paid by both boards. He's only paid by one board, I think, even though he's on two.
Where are the other motions?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I'm asking Dana where.
Hold on.
I just want to see the other options.
Yeah. I think you gave it to me. There it is.
I have a question. Is, I've never, I didn't know, or I mean, that's why I'm asking this. Is Mr. Perez, is he a member of the Osage Tribe?
Yeah. He used to be the comptroller here in the nation before when he went to the constitutional government.
Yeah, I know he's been here, but I didn't know if he was a member.
Yeah, he is. He's related to the... Was it the Lessers? I don't know what family it is.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Was this run out today? Is that what you...
What?
Oh, see, Sam. Dana, was this run out today, or...
What is it?
That's a...
That's for the... That's the committee report for...
Oh, this is just on Julie. All right, okay. I thought it was something else.
everybody ready?
Yeah.
I move to report that to Congress, a recommendation for the appointment of Jim Paris for a 3-year term to the Osage Nation LLC, as a candidate who is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Motion made and second, for motion. All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries, but we report her, or Paris to the full Congress. Next appointee is Lad Oldfield to the Osage Nation Blue Stem Ranch. He's not here today, but we're not even getting into that, but he's a veterinarian. I've met him, and he seems to be a pretty good fit for that board. Maria has met him too, haven't you?
Yes, I've had the pleasure of being in 2 or 3 meetings with him, and I think that he has contributed to the board. He seems real active and interested in catching up on where they are and what they're doing, and seems to me to have useful input to the discussion when they're on certain agenda items or topics. So I've seen him perform in his duties as a board member and appreciate what he brings to the table.
His term is also for 3 years.
I'm not on the committee, but I've sat in several meetings with him. I really like him. I think that he, like Congresswoman Whitehorn said, he brings a lot of value to the table. He seems to be very engaged, so I support him.
Okay, Maria, you got the motion?
Yeah, I move to recommend to Congress that the appointment of Mr. Oldfield to a 3-year term on the Blue Stem Ranch, that the candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Well, motion made and second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. So we reported Mr. Oldfield to the full Congress for appointment to the Blue Stem Ranch for 3 years. Next item of business is a bill that Maria has introduced. Resolution ONCR 1810, resolution to authorize and approve the execution of a International Swaps and Derivatives Association Incorporated agreement by the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Grameen Enterprise to manage its interest rate risk on outstanding debt and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to the jurisdiction. Sponsor is Whitehorn. Maria, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, members of the committee, this is the second time we've had this resolution before us, once in a special session presented by me through the Gaming Enterprise Board. And I believe that there were more questions than answers when it was presented at the table. And since it was during a special session, I don't think time allowed for all of the answers we needed. So I voluntarily withdrew the bill from that session and we voted to withdraw it, since we have to vote on everything that's in a special session. I have been in contact with the Gaming Enterprise Board since then, and they were interested in having Mr. Can you remember his name from Derivatives Logic? Mr. Evans?
Rex Evans.
Mr. Rex Evans. They thought it would be beneficial if you kind of present more information on a swaps agreement to Congress, and he did come at the beginning of session, maybe the second weekend of session, and gave a presentation with some of the board members, and we had discussion at the table, and it seemed to me that the committee was more in position to come into agreement with this resolution to waive sovereign immunity for this purpose. So I went ahead and filed the resolution again. Has a little bit different language in the end that clarifies who is going to make the final approval for the swaps agreement, and it's on the last line. It says, agreements and any interest hedge rate product governed by such agreement with our current lenders in the best interest of the Osage Nation. However, the final selection and the committee to enter into any interest rate hedge product is subject to the final approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. That clearly clearly lays out that once we approve this resolution, that the board will make that final decision on how much, what type of agreement to enter into, because there are a few different products that are offered by the banks that you can enter into. And why they're asking for this is we have a huge credit facility of combined, I think it's going to end up being 160 million dollars, somewhere in there. And in order to, you can't, when you enter into those credit facilities, you can't say half of it is going to be a fixed rate and half of it's going to be floating according to LIBOR. It has to be one or the other. So our enterprise or the nation, I think Chief Sandy Bear was the one that executed the loan documents, agreed to locking into a floating interest rate. And so this is quite common in this high of a finance to have the ability to enter into these types of derivative swap agreements where you can fix a portion of your rate. And that's what this is. It's a waiver of sovereign immunity allowing for that. It will only be engaged at the lending institutions that are a part of our syndicated group. We won't go outside of that. It is within our loan documents that we can enter into these types of agreements, but it is a separate agreement. So this is on the table for your consideration. I think that the committee had a good explanation when the man from Derivatives Logic was here. So if you have any questions, Ms. Blum's at the table. I know a little bit about it. I've been looking at it for a while, and I've had several meetings on this. So if you have any questions on it, I'm here to answer them, and so is Ms. Malone. So I would urge that we go ahead and pass this out with a two-pass recommendation.
Angela, do you have any question?
No, I'm good with this. I think we've discussed it at length. The only question I have is in fixing the, because this is how it was filed as before, to authorize an approve execution of A and international swap. Is okay. That, what is the deal on that?
I believe maybe we have A in there and it should be there.
Okay, so I want to strike that right now so it doesn't get missed because it was originally filed before. So can we just fix that in engrossment?
I think it's a scrivener's error.
I think we can call it a scrivener's error and just strike that A.
Out.
Because that's been standing for a while. So as long as that'll get fixed, then I move to report ONCR 1810 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion made and second. Discussion. I have a comment on that. That fellow that you brought down from Derivatives Logic.
Yes.
Man, I didn't get anything out of what he said. To be honest about it, that seemed like a waste of money. I asked him a question, and I thought that I asked him at what point interest rates had to rise before you break even on this, and he gave me some answer about you have to have a crystal ball. Remember that?
But he also pointed to a crystal, he also pointed to what he thought was a crystal ball in his presentation.
Well.
He confused me a couple times on this.
We had that packet that he handed to us that day, and we didn't have time to look at it later on. Looked in there, and that question was in there. That what, it was kind of, I think the way it was presented was like, that'd be an important thing, is that at what point does interest rates have to rise before you even break even on that? So it's something that, you know, I guess it's common to ask that question, but I didn't get any kind of answer. So I, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but my understanding is that we're only hedging or protecting the LIBOR rate and only a part of the loan. So we're only hedging on about 1/4 of the interest.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the amount will be going into this instrument, but it's not going to be. Fourth sounds, I know that's been talked about. Either a 30% or 25%.
So.
Kind of like diversifying. Some of it's going to go into fixed.
Have they answered that question to your satisfaction? That the rates are likely to raise to the point that it's going to become a profitable deal?
I can get the answer for you. I don't want to spout numbers myself. I really don't.
Could you email it up here? Because this will probably be. We're going to try to wrap it up about Friday or Thursday, isn't it?
I think that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all the questions I have. Any other? Call for the vote. And could you read the motion back?
It was a motion to report ONCR 1810 to Congress with due pass recommendation.
Okay. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
So, to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Right. Second.
We're adjourned.
Do you want me to email everybody or?
That'd be just as good as sent it to me. I just want to.